Opinions differ as to who wrote this book. Let us freely admit there is a wide range of opinion on this point and simply say God wrote it. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Hebrews. We are just not sure who was the Lord's instrument to write this book. The main thing we need to get is the message of this outstanding New Testament letter. First of all, Hebrews is a masterful presentation of Jesus Christ. God spoke to us by His Son. The importance of the message is revealed by the importance of the messenger. If a government wants to communicate something of minor importance to another country, it will send someone of minor importance. On the other hand, if a nation wants to communicate something of major significance and something that might affect the whole world, it will send a man of great stature. The king or the president himself may even go. The message of God to the world was delivered by the Son of God, Jesus, the very expression of God, the one who made the world and purged our sins. In this book, we get vital insight into the priesthood of Christ. In this book, we gain greater understanding of the Old Testament tabernacle and its relationship to the Lord Jesus. A perfect sacrifice is possible only through a perfect Savior, a perfect priest. The perfect sacrifice must be offered but once. In the Old Testament system, the sacrifice was temporary and incomplete, a foreshadowing of the person of Christ, the High Priest and Lamb of God of the New Testament. Jesus Christ, the High Priest of God, offered Himself, the Lamb of God. The central fact of it all is the atonement of Christ. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The tendency of the Jew was to hold on to the old ways while embracing Christ. Hebrews makes it clear that to depend on the Old Testament ordinances for salvation was to rest their faith on something imperfect and temporary. These people were suffering under persecution. The writer reminds them of what they have already gone through and challenges them to remain faithful to the end. Throughout the letter, he has reminded them of the grandeur of Jesus. He is better than all the angels of God, the Old Testament ordinances, and the blessings of their former way of life. If, because of the persecution they are under, they were tempted to turn back, the writer asks in effect, back to what? If they turn back to their old ways, they are leaving the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, he challenges them. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He reminds them of the presence of the living Christ in their lives to provide the strength to endure. He sets before them the great saints of the Old Testament who by faith endured to the end. This is a great letter for people to study who are under persecution.